There's political will to address the issues, but huge community opposition to change. Special Rapporteur Umila Bula said at the end of her first official visit to the African nation. She explained how thousands of young boys are forced to beg for money by Quranic school teachers known as marabouts. Boys as young as 11 are handed over to the teachers in return for a religious education, she said. The youngsters are called talibes.
What they do is initially, as I was told, the practice was that they would beg for alms, and that's part of the education. So they would go and beg for food, and they would be fed and maintained basically by the community. But that's evolved into an exploitative practice. It's become forced begging, and that's the worst form of child labor in terms of the ILO definition, where they are forced to go out onto the streets and to beg for money, not for food, and the money is then given to the marabout to uphold his own lifestyle, so they're not receiving an education, Quranic or otherwise.
It's clear that some Quranic schools have no intention to teach their pupils, said Ms. Bula.
We were told in one area in the Tahoua region, for instance, that the marabout arrive in the city with these children, sometimes hundreds of children, and they basically set up shop in an open area. So there's no facilities, there's no proper home that these children are in. There's no infrastructure, no social protection, no support, no education, and above all, they are forced into this type of work.
The human rights expert also criticised another practice which involves the purchase of a woman or a girl who's kept as a slave under the guise of marriage. It's known as the fifth wife phenomenon. The special rapporteur called it a sham and added that it also involved trafficking girls and women to a powerful elite of Nigerian men. These so-called marriages have no legal basis and the women are effectively enslaved.
What was a traditional practice has evolved into this rather sordid practice of trafficking children. Now, it is a practice conducted under the guise of marriage because the woman is referred to as the wife, but she is not a wife because there is actually no marriage contract, there's no consent from the parents, there's no dowry paid, so no money. Although a price is often paid to the parents, we were told these girls are often purchased with the consent of their parents and then sent into these homes to be slaves. So it's really a sham. The marriage is a complete sham.
The human rights expert said she found little or no evidence of any prosecutions, even though Niger's anti-slavery laws are very comprehensive. A lack of resources is part of the problem, according to the investigator, but so too is the fact that these traditional practices are enforced by tribal chiefs and as a result are difficult to challenge. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.